More discipline, collaboration, and data will help drive projects at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Those goals are guiding HUD's Office of Strategic Planning and Management this fiscal year. Henry Hensley is acting director of the Office of Strategic Planning and Management at HUD and my guest in the executive suite today. Henry, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Francis.
I'm happy to do it. How has the explosion in data that every agency is experiencing influencing how you're working with data and how you're making decisions with it at HUD?
Yep. So we are fortunate to have a secretary and Secretary Donovan who is very committed to introducing data-driven analysis into the agency. Our office was started up at the beginning of the administration specifically with that task to make better use of data within HUD. We set up our first task was setting up our strategic plan for the agency. And in setting those goals, we then went to finding the right data sources to really capture metrics that drive at outcomes that we're trying to achieve for the American public. So we've made great progress over the past 5 or 6 years in really changing the way we use data to manage across the agency. A lot of good success stories. Particularly in the areas of homelessness, where we've seen some great improvements really driven through the use of data and regular check-ins with the executives at the agency.
We'll dig into that some more later, but I wanted to just kind of think through the structure of your organization because you have four divisions, front office division, transformation division, performance management division, and grants management and oversight division. That new structure was coming along, as you mentioned, at the same time as the new administration was coming through, and HUD had tremendous amount of responsibility in administering the American Recovery Reinvestment Act, the Recovery Act. And so data is, I imagine, tremendously important into the way that you still are overseeing how all of that money is being administered.
Yeah, absolutely. The Recovery Act was really a great opportunity to introduce a lot of these concepts into the agency. So our office started very small. It was about 4 or 5 analysts right off the bat, and we've grown to about 30 people now in the four divisions that you mentioned. We originally were structured to have a team specifically focused on Recovery Act stuff, and all the groundwork that team laid, Jeff Little and Sarah Myers did a lot of work to build up those functions for the agency. We had a kind of first go-around of our agency HUDSTAT process on Recovery Act specific data. And that really served as a great testing ground to get people used to using these different methods. And we really were able to grow that into what we now have more broadly for the full agency.
You use the word there that I like, HUDSTAT, and I imagine that's a play off all the other stats that agencies are doing across government and that OMB is doing. Is the structure the same? Is the process the same as what other agencies are using?
Ours is a little different. I think, you know, what you see on TV and, you know, on The Wire and shows like that is far more confrontational than what ours is. Those more difficult conversations tend to happen behind the scenes, and what plays out when the secretary's there is kind of somewhat rehearsed and fully hatched by the time we get there. And that's, you know, kind of recognizing that no one wants to be called out in front of the secretary of the agency. So we do a lot of that behind the scenes work to get there. Those more difficult conversations happen there. What we do spend a lot of time on is getting the data right. So we'll do a lot of upfront work to make sure we're telling the right stories, making sure that, you know, there's no red herrings that we're looking at, and really trying to drive at what is the data telling us, what can we get out of this, and, you know, what is the good conversation to have at those meetings with the secretary.
And when Vivek Kundra introduced the TechStat sessions, the point that he tried to make at that time was these aren't supposed to be confrontational to get for somebody to get in trouble or for somebody to get yelled at. The point here is to figure out what we're doing well and what we're not doing well, and keep doing the things that are going well and stop doing the things or fix the things that are not going well. So that sounds like that comports with what you're trying to accomplish.
The way that we describe it is really a problem solving session. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having all the right people in the room where we can take a full look at whatever needs to be done to improve performance in that area is really what we're trying to drive at. And it's been an iterative process. I mean, from when we started to where we are now, you know, the comfort level's there. We're kind of running on all cylinders now. One area what's been particularly challenging and where we've been kind of constantly trying to get better at is introducing place components into the discussion. So HUD has about 80 offices throughout the country. Trying to get them more integrated into the conversations and solving those problems at the field office level has been a challenge that we've still been trying to figure out exactly the right way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, coming a long way, our next step is really introducing business intelligence capabilities into the arena. So mm-hmm. we have the initial capabilities to do that, still running into some growing pains on that front. But as we get through them, our ultimate goal is to set up a meeting where instead of, you know, as I mentioned before, the 7 weeks of preparation and a lot of the behind the scenes, where we can just say, okay, I want to have a meeting on topic X today. Analysts will be there able to pull up, you know, what's happening in Sheboygan. Type it in there, pull it up, and there you go. We can have those kind of discussions in almost a real-time basis. And you know, we're still probably a few years away from getting to that capability, but we have the initial capabilities to start.
Henry Hensley of HUD is my guest in the executive suite today. You mentioned having the right people in the room at those sessions, and people across government say that's as important as what the subject is and what the outcome is. How do you go about determining that? I'm sure it's different for every situation, but how do you make sure you have everybody in those sessions that needs to be in those sessions?
Yep. A lot of it is, you know, direction from the secretary himself. Uh-huh. So that's helped quite a bit. Some of the other pieces, you know, we've done a lot to build relationships with those different program offices throughout the agency. So when we kind of first came in, skepticism, what are you trying to do here? We've been operating in this manner. You know, we track this stuff ourselves. We don't need an extra layer on top of there, but over time kind of showing in demonstrating successes and showing value from it, we've been able to move the needle where, you know, people are coming to us rather than us kind of being viewed as more heavy-handed oversight. At least that's what I try to like to think.
This proliferation of data mm-hmm. has enhanced transparency. That was one of the original goals, so that people do know, hey, they can watch us. It's better for us to be proactive and come to Henry and his team and say, here's something we're struggling with, or here's something we could use some help with, or here's something we're doing well, and we want to share that story. That data is going to performance.gov, and people can see externally also how you're doing at various things. How has that impacted the way that you either use data or work other ways through the decision-making and process to figure out where you want to prioritize and how you want to do a variety of things?
Yeah, I think the two pieces of it, one, certainly, as I mentioned before, the data cleanup piece of it, it's been extraordinarily helpful. And you know, when you're making data public, you want to make sure you have it right. You want to make sure that, you know, to the extent possible, it's not somebody's Excel spreadsheet where you're, you know, fat finger errors and things like that. So that's been a huge help in saying, well, hey, by the way, this is going on performance.gov, so make sure we get it right.
Yes.
And it also kind of spurs them to say, okay, we need to move away from the spreadsheet to a more rigorous system that's mm-hmm. going to, you know, track this stuff in a more automated manner. The second piece of that is, you know, having that kind of public face to it, really helps to crystallize the prioritization of, the different goals. So what you're going to put out public, it's gotta be the most important thing. So we struggle a little bit with a disconnect between what we put on our public face and the kind of day-to-day work that, you know, different employees might be working on there. We've kind of tried to work to get that mismatch corrected, but it definitely shows at a higher level the outcomes we're trying to achieve for the agency, and kind of pushes us away from, you know, the day-to-day handing out grants dollars or doing the more routine work to take a more kind of aspirational look at what can HUD's work accomplish? You know, what are the big changes we can affect for the country?
Henry, you've already made several references to the cleanliness, the quality of the data that you're using. Agencies have seen a progression in that where for a while, agencies weren't even sure what all they had. Now we seem to be doing well with that, but it's an idea of going through what it sounds like you're going through, and that's the cleanup, the hygiene process. How do you go about doing that, and how do you look at something, or how do you process data and say, you know what, this doesn't quite look right, we should take another look at this? What are some of the cues or clues or whatever that you say we need to make sure that we scrub this really well?
Yep. I think the first is, you know, just kind of a common sense check on it. You know, does this story that we're being told here reflect the reality that we're feeling on the ground? And our first few meetings, you know, we had numbers that showed, wow, this is going really great, or something that we all thought was going really great. Wow, this is terrible. What is going on here? And as you dig into the, you know, supporting data behind it, that's where you find exactly, you know, those kind of fat finger errors or negative numbers and, you know, process time, things like that, that are really skewing it. And those happen because nobody was using it before. Mm-hmm. You know, it was more just the check the box requirement. This is the kind of thing, we think we're supposed to do, or, you know, best practice that we're supposed to do, but nobody's actually ever using it to manage. The big change that I've seen, particularly in the past year or two, is the desire now in the management staff to take this data and make decisions based off on it. And they know where it's better and where it's worse, but where we are able to show strong data sets, they're asking for it. It's no longer, you know, I need to find this. And we've learned as well. So we know where there's a lot of work to be done. We know where there's new systems coming on board, and we've kind of taken the pedal off the gas a little bit in those instances and said, you know, we'll track milestones to developing that system rather than kind of forcing you to use the bad data, and it doesn't lead to a useful conversation. In some cases, you're better off with just the anecdotal experience rather than data that's not of high quality.
Henry Hensley's my guest. He's acting director of the Office of Strategic Planning and Management at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. We'll continue our conversation in a minute on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio. My guest in the executive suite today is Henry Hensley, the acting director of the Office of Strategic Planning and Management at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And Henry, we talked a little bit before we went on the air today about the release of the HUD 2014 through 2018 strategic plan. Tell me about the genesis of that, because you had one for 2010 through 15, so it was obviously time to update. Yeah. Tell me about the process that you went through to update that, and what is different now, how the priorities may have shifted or whatever.
So took a very similar process to what we did for the 2010 to 2015 one, but really used that as kind of the starting point. You know, building on that, it did a very good job of capturing perhaps even more work than we ever possibly could have achieved. So really what we wanted to do was kind of scale it back to say, this is the reality of what we see us able to accomplish over these next years. There are a lot of ideas that went into the original plan that, you know, in prioritizing where we're going to go, where the opportunities were, where the people are, where the money was, where the resources are, we just never were able to even start work on them. So this really is reflective of the priorities that we've set out for the agency over the next time period of 2014 to 2018. Our process was basically to do a lot of employee outreach and engagement up front due to some of the, we were less in person than we would have liked to have been and were in for the 2010 development, but we did 10 video conferences with staff out in the field in a variety of locations throughout the country. We were able to do 4 or 5 site visits as well to get input, particularly on operational areas as well. So our staff has particularly keen interest in the day-to-day operations of the agency. It's what's needed to make the policy reality. So we've had – that is probably the biggest change in the plan from the old plan. We've really kind of reorganized it to focus on the different operational areas of the agency: acquisitions, human capital, IT, organizational structure, financial management, to take a look at those and put specific targets towards theirs. Our previous plan was kind of more aspirational, but without the details mm-hmm. in there. So this is how we kind of actualized that work in 2010, and this process kind of formalized that structure for it. On the policy side, the plan is reflective of a lot of the large-scale kind of transformational policy goals that Secretary Donovan has set out for the agency around housing finance reform, coming up with funding mechanisms to support those. It continues our work around homelessness and furthers that. We have the goal of eliminating homelessness in the period of the strategic plan. A lot of discussion around, you know, back to the data side of it, how do you functionally define that? Because, you know, obviously you're always going to have some portion of the population on any given day will fall into homelessness. But what we want to do is really make sure that we have systems set up to give them access to housing as quickly as possible, where you're at a almost functional zero to achieve those goals. On the rental housing side, we have some the rental assistance demonstration project, which kind of transforms the way that we manage our rental housing function in the agency. So this reflects the work going on in that area in more specificity than the previous plan did. And we have some areas where we are still kind of trying to figure out the metrics and how exactly we're going to track it all, particularly on some of our more cross-cutting goals for the agency. So around fair housing, around energy efficiency, disaster recovery, as well as a concept we like to call place-based, which really focuses in on the work we've done around strong cities and strong communities, building up some of the hardest hit economically cities in the country, where we've put boots on the ground to try to give extra assistance to those localities to help them pull out of the recession, basically.
So this policy document, the strategic plan, is coming at what I think is a pretty interesting transitional time for your agency. You're in the process of learning more and preparing to execute the administration's second term management agenda, reestablishing and reprioritizing cross-agency goals that you're doing in collaboration with other agencies. You're getting a new boss, if the Senate consents. Yep. Nani Coloretti is moving over from the Treasury Department, or nominated to do so, at least. What do you expect to be doing moving forward to kind of integrate all of these things together and knit these all together and execute them at the same time?
Yep. On the cross-agency goals in particular, there are two that are very relevant for us in what we've laid out in our plan and what we're doing and focusing a lot of attention on a daily basis. One is around the climate goal. Our energy goal addresses a lot of that. HUD assisted housing has a huge impact on all the kind of green kind of retrofits and getting us to a point where we have a more energy efficiency housing stock will have a huge impact on energy efficiency in general. So, you know, all those climate change goals, HUD's properties are a big contributor to moving the needle on that and really coming up with the type of success that we're working with. So folks in our agency working very closely with the White House on these efforts. And it's important work that we're glad to see highlighted at the cross-agency level, because we have a big piece of it as well as several other agencies. On the other piece of it, on the management side of the house, the shared services piece, that's one of the cross-agency goals, is very big for us. We are the first large agency to really take on the shared service model as relates to the financial management system. So a lot of attention, came out of a couple meetings on it today. We are working very closely with Treasury to lay out a plan to move over to that shared service environment. A lot of support from OMB and the Treasury Department in moving in this direction, but a lot of challenges as well. It's a difficult transition. Any financial management system change is. I don't think that we expected that this would be any easier than dealing with any of the other ones.
Sure.
But we are glad to have that focus and support from OMB, because I think that'll get us through some of the hurdles that we might run into lacking that kind of high visibility and support. You know, the tendency would be to say, okay, well, progress is not going as well as we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Time to pull the plug.
Yeah.
But seeing that the whole administration is behind this approach has been incredibly helpful for the leadership who's pushing it forward.
Has there been a little bit of a sales job on shared services inside the agency? Because other agencies have indicated there are some folks, not a broad swath of people, but pockets of people saying, well, the way we've been doing it for however long has worked just fine, and
yep.
and I'm not sure why we need to change now.
Yeah. I think the key to keep in mind with this is it's a change, not so much it's a dual-sided change. One is to improve the quality of the systems we had. So we're replacing legacy systems that are at the end of their useful life. I think a lot of the efficiencies and cost savings that we hope for are going to take, due time to materialize. It's certainly not flip the switch, turn off the system, you're good to go. Things will need to run in tandem over time. We will eventually get there, but it will not happen immediately. And I think the thing that we need to keep in mind is that we're going to pay a lot of money for this one way or the other. And the way I personally look at it is I'm in trying to save money and save taxpayer dollars on this. If we're moving from one OMB pot or Treasury pot to the other pot, it stays kind of in the house, and whatever cost overruns you have are sunk costs more than, somebody who has other interests in mind and is trying to keep the project going as long as they can.
Right.
We, as fellow bureaucrats all working on it, we want to get it done as quick as we can. So,
Henry, I wish you well on that project. I thank you for coming in to talk about it. What else should we know about the work that you're doing inside HUD before we wrap up today?
Yep. I think our big thing that we have coming up that's new for us is our strategic review process, which is one of the GPRA-mandated processes that we're rolling out for the first time. We're very excited about that. What this will do for us is start to integrate the finance and budget side of the house into the conversation. So we've kind of been talking about agency performance at the very high level, minimally taking in those other factors. This will be our first opportunity to start looking at what is the budget impact of this, what research and evidence do we have to support this as well. So this will be the first round. We're not promising a lot out of this first go around, but I think it sets the stage well for future conversations and will get us to a place where these conversations become increasingly useful as we go along. The other piece that we're looking at is also integrating this into employee performance. So those are the kind of two next steps, getting the budget pieces, getting the evaluation pieces into the work we do, and then making it more reflective of what employees do on a daily basis. We're not there yet. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of conversations and a lot of massaging to get this right. In the interagency meetings, we've heard a lot of other folks are struggling with this one too. I don't think anybody's got the magic bullet on it, but we're working to get there. And I think the key is for our staff to feel more connected to the work and the outcomes we're trying to achieve at the higher level. So we're starting to put in the work on that, and hopefully we'll get there and start to see some improvement around our agency EVS scores, other things like that. We think that there is some hope for that in starting to get these management things right to get people more connected to the mission of the agency and what it is the leadership is trying to accomplish.
Well, I hope those as those conversations continue, that some of them continue here. I'd love to have you come back and talk more about what you're accomplishing at HUD. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Henry Hensley's Acting Director of the Office of Strategic Planning and Management at the Housing and Urban Development Department. And you can hear my conversation with him in later this afternoon at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.